Listening to Imnaha Festival.
Right, everyone. While we are driving along here, I want to tell you about one of the local island festivals that is happening this weekend. This is the Imnaha Festival, or as it's officially known, the Feast of St. Peter and St. Paul. Let me start by saying that this is probably the most exciting festival on the island. It coincides with the end of the harvest, and essentially it is a folk festival, where the crops are laid out on display, and there is a lot of eating, drinking wine, and singing and dancing. The name Imnaha comes from the Italian word luminaria, or illuminations, because in the old days, torches and bonfires were lit on the ramparts of the city of Medina on the night of the festival. What happens is this. On the weekend closest to St. John's Day, the 24th of June, so that's this weekend, the festival is opened by a simple ceremony known as the Bandu. When you see this, you'll see a procession with lots of people parading brightly colored banners, which will later be given as prizes to winners of the horse races. The horse races are the main part of the festival, and they take place on the last day. You're probably wondering about the food and drink. And, of course, no festival is complete without a feast. On the evening before the races, there's a big party in the basket gardens. Vegetables, fruit, poultry, honey, and wine are laid out on display. And there are stalls which are set up selling delicious local cakes, pastries, and sweets. Everybody gathers round to cook the favorite Maltese dish of fried rabbit. And then there is a party which lasts all night, with music and dancing, and a lot of Maltese wine is drunk. On the following day, you have the climax of the festival, when the horse and donkey races are held along Rabat's Racecourse Street. Traditionally, the animals are ridden bareback, and the jockeys have a stick in both hands to encourage the animals. At the end of the races, the banners are handed out at the foot of the hill. In the old days, it was from here that the grandmasters and the other important people used to watch the races. Another interesting thing is that the winners take their banners to be displayed in the church for the rest of the year. So, as you can see, it's well worth visiting. It's a very spectacular occasion, and we will be arranging special excursions. If you want to come along, please reserve your place at hotel reception. Okay, let's move on. Now we're coming to another interesting part of the island.